The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Woo. All right, guys, here we are. Episode 996, BC. Some Reggie's on today. Trevor Austin.
Number one, you have the right to free speech.
Big Johnny Smith. You know him. I think they are.
You don't mind a little investigation, humiliation, and if you cross your fingers,
rehabilitation. Oh boy, so we talk about what, the Super Bowl today? We talk about, well, Trevor gets on a few rants. I don't know, I can't even remember them, they were so cray, but that's cool. You know what's great about this intro today, guys? It doesn't have to be that long. These guys are so fun. We burned an hour like that. No big deal. Today, I'm actually trying to show format a little bit. Hell yeah. What now? I think I'm going to start off with an ad read, man. Why? Because I'm terrible at reading. That's right, guys. And I better get better. So, here we go. Today's episode of the pod is not brought to you by or in any way affiliated with Samsung. Samsung phones. Are you an Android user? An iOS user? You tool. Don't you know about iPod? As an extension later to the iPhone, they're just customization pushers, man. Pushers, I tell ya. Let me ask you this. Do you like Big Pharma? Well, do you? I didn't think so. Well, Android is the generic drug market, man, where knowledge isn't held captive by proprietary software. If you want my portal to in the world to be held by one guy, I don't know, a billionaire? Not my thing. If I wanted that, I'd be a Catholic, right? But that's why there's Android, guys. It's freeware. Anybody can make an app. I like it. You're in charge of your own future. So, Samsung phones, guys. They're the king of it. Contact your service provider. What do you think? How's the ad read? It wasn't a real ad. It was a non-ad read, I guess, right? Let's get in the episode. Today, we'll be talking with Trevor and Johnny. And this is our featured artist to bring us in. Leaky Lee. Now for me, Leaky Lee, you gotta start at the beginning. 2008. Youth Novels. This song, I'm Good, I'm Gone. There's about three bangers on that album. And her next album, ooh, I can't remember what that one's called. But the album after that, 2011, I think, also a smoke show, I'm telling you. So, if you're man or woman enough to listen to a woman rock, Leaky Lee's got it for you guys. But, with no further ado, let's get to the panel. Anyway, there it is. It's on. Okay, so this officially would be, I think, episode 996 BC, regular episode. We got Trevor Austin and Big Johnny Smith.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, hey. All right, so we're talking Super Bowl. I don't know if anybody listened last episode. I know you did.
I did not get around to it.
I predicted the Super Bowl. I predicted two touchdowns and an extra point. What was the final score? Does anybody know what the difference was?
All those things happened.
What was?
I think it was 31-20.
31-20?
I think so.
Yeah.
31. So that's 11 points, so I was off by four.
Yeah.
Not too bad, not too bad.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was closer than that. You know, they scored one at the end that was kind of a insult to injury. With
they even threw a Hail Mary as their final seconds, four off the clock. Did you see that? That was their final play, was a Hail Mary. They're like, fuck it, let's throw another 6 points on if we can.
I saw the, like, when something like that happens, like, it messes with literally billions of dollars change hands when there's, like, a meaningless touchdown that changes the score late in a game like that. So, like,
oh,
if
yeah.
you're a gambler, you're watching it. Dude, people in San Francisco are upset about this Super Bowl loss. They're literally crapping in the streets.
What?
Somebody should make an app for that.
Homeless Joe
wow. Okay.
You get it now? Johnny's in on it now?
I'm a latecomer. Spoiler alert for me, I didn't see the Super Bowl.
You didn't see the Super Bowl?
Everything I'm going to say is coming from social media.
Oh, wow.
The contrarian in me appreciates that. I like that.
What is your, why do you watch, you're obviously a football fan, Trevor,
yeah,
right?
I watch football. I
your
love football,
dad is yeah. a Cowboys guy, is that
yeah,
what you told
me? Yeah, we're Cowboys fans.
I'm so sorry. Huh. Not my condolences.
Johnny, do you have a football preference?
Yeah, I like the Steelers.
He's a Steelers man. That's right. You're a local cat, right? You always
yes,
Pittsburgh.
Yes.
You
you're
asked
Pittsburgh
that like
too.
It was a sexual question.
Yeah. You're a local cat.
With
yeah.
football?
What's going on?
I never followed football very tightly, but I do Broncos kind of by proxy, I guess.
Okay.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Super Bowl is just like a thing that, like, as a football fan, sometimes you get that, like, snob element going of, like, you don't even watch the rest of the year, and then everybody comes in and watches, like, the halftime show and the commercials.
That's
it's
us.
I haven't watched
that's
the halftime
us.
Show.
That's
I watched Prince's because I love Prince, but I never watched the halftime show. I haven't watched it for years.
Cindy, that was what she was stoked about. She was like, oh, my God, it's J-Lo and Shakira,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. It was a pretty good halftime show. It was very...
I heard it was good. I heard it was entertaining, and I heard it was... enticing.
Yeah, there were a lot of wide shots, we'll call them.
I tell
yeah.
you what,
you know
what I'm
mean?
Seeing today a lot on the social media is people like backlashed over, oh, I can't believe people were upset about the Super Bowl halftime. And I think it's a lot of false things going on there because I haven't seen one single person complain.
I haven't heard anybody complain. All I knew is Cindy was like, these girls are fucking so powerful. You know, like, so I don't think like
I'm
anybody
not a-
was worried about, I mean, it was kind of funny that they were dressed so scantily. I'll give you that. Yeah, but
I'm no doctor, but I'm pretty sure J-Lo is 3 centimeters dilated. I mean, it was like the
you
birthing
could,
position for two-thirds
else.
Of that thing.
Something.
I didn't watch it. Here I'm talking. I'm just,
oh,
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Oh,
I know.
No, it was. She was up on a pole doing it.
Yeah. Well,
so.
She just did that movie.
Well,
where
from
I
what
she
I understand, it was important because there was 3 Latinas that performed at the Super Bowl. One sung the national anthem, so...
Yeah, I
it's
think
so
that was
important.
The whole vibe because it's a Miami show. I
yeah.
mean, obviously you're gonna have a huge Latino crowd. Let me get some of this coffee.
Anybody yeah, else? That's it's very important that was the case. it's so important.
You know what?
It was at the very least entertaining. I can.
What
tell
I'm
yeah,
that's
go, what it's meant to be.
What I'm gonna go off and say is that maybe I'm missing something because I've seen signs supposedly enticing conservatives. Or Trump supporters, if you will, about J-Lo dancing at the Super Bowl, and apparently there being a Puerto Rican flag there.
Oh, yeah.
Are people aware that Puerto Rico is part of the United States?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm just curious. I just wanted to know, like, yeah, that's cool. It's like having a fucking Pennsylvania flag. It's cool.
Yeah, that's part, yeah, I get that.
It would have made more sense if they were in Puerto Rico, but I understand.
I mean, it makes sense, yeah. I get what she's doing.
You know?
It wasn't a Florida flag, I can say
that.
The
NFL as an entity does a whole lot of the virtue signaling bit, you know? Like, it's a whole lot of that. It all started with the whole Ray Rice thing. Like, the NFL has had a lot of dirty laundry and bad things going on. And I've found, in my experience, I notice it's the people with the most guilt and the most to hide that are... the most loud and out with saying, look how good we are. Look how noble we are. Like, we don't have a domestic
violence
problem.
Well, we certainly love to hang
them
high when we find
one
that does that. That's for sure, right?
Aaron, quick question. Yeah. How many minutes in are we?
5.
5 minutes in, it took us that long to get to the Bilderbergs and the people pulling
I'm
not
no virtue
signaling.
I'm just saying virtue signaling. But yeah, I'm going.
No, it's a thing.
You brought
up
the
Puerto
Rico.
I'm a good person. I can
supporters.
Tell you that.
Yeah, right. Well, there's I just find it so exhausting to the point where I feel like good people don't need to tell you how good they are, and there's so much of that going on.
I don't
on.
Even know what he's talking about
here.
Anymore.
All right.
Let's kick it off here. Let me tell you.
Kick off. That's here was a good my, one. Super Bowl joke.
Here was my problem.
It didn't work.
He had a laugh track that was supposed to
it
play
was
there.
It was supposed to play there. Oh, there it is.
It's a belly laugh.
It's the Street Fighter guy.
Here's something that bothered me is there's an agenda. And I don't like when I see things and I see there's like an agenda or they're trying to tell people what to think and how to feel.
Well, people,
for example, yeah, okay. there was a commercial that was supposed to be on the Super Bowl that was a pro-life commercial. It was supposed to be survivors of abortion talking about how glad they are that they are still here and part of the world. And they wouldn't allow that commercial to be aired because it doesn't fit with a narrative and an agenda. And it's I just find that it rubs me the wrong way.
They're in the money-making business, man. They don't need anybody... freaking canceling them. That's basically what it comes down to.
This is fascinating, the tangents this went on. I feel like every time Trevor starts a new topic, I have to state where I stand on it immediately. I am pro-choice. Carry on.
not me. I don't think there should be a choice. I think all children should be aborted.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a strong stance, but
Laugh track.
That's what we call low-hanging fruit.
It works
fruit.
Better.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Boy, that's too
much. That's a horrible laugh track.
That's the worst laugh track in podcasting, folks.
It sounds more like a...
That's a
that one
crowd.
Part of the
that's
laugh track crowd. Sounds more like a smoker's cough of a male porn star.
And I can provide the smoker's cough for free.
Did you guys play Street Fighter? Or were you, what do they call that? Not Street Fighter. Mortal Kombat.
Which I played both.
You played both?
Yes.
I was all Street Fighter, man. You were Blanca? Is that what you said?
No, I was all Mortal Kombat.
Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo? Was the first video game I ever beat to completion.
Wow.
Nice. I think mine was Resident Evil.
Which character got you to completion?
Oh, God.
Cammy.
Cammy.
Nice.
Of all people.
Oh, can you believe it? Chun-Li.
I was obviously a big E. Honda fan.
E. Honda was... Yeah, repping
it, fist. Repping it for the
fist.
Homies.
It was like... Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, I was more Mortal Kombat. I think the hot girl in Mortal Kombat was a... Katanya was her name or something.
I don't know. All I remember is the guy that goes, "Get over here!"
I don't know.
Yeah, Scorpion.
I don't know.
That was my brother's favorite. To be.
I don't
there.
Objectify video game that. Characters.
Yeah, I don't even know what 90s. Gender they are.
They were meant to be objectified.
I don't even know what gender Chun-Li is.
I was watching this. I went down a YouTube rabbit hole of fake martial arts. Have you ever looked into that?
Yes.
It's so funny.
Well, do you
so...
follow McDojo Life on Instagram?
No.
If you like that, follow that. But go
so,
ahead.
So there's a famous. You guys know the movie Bloodsport?
Yes.
I love the movie Bloodsport.
Big fan of the movie.
So
big. Fan.
At the end of that movie,
I don't know.
It rolls up at the end of this movie based on a true story and the true story of Frank Dukes, who is Jean-Claude Van Damme's character, and he claims everything in the movie happened, you know, like to a T is how this whole thing happened. He fought in this underground. Kumite.
Jean-Claude claims that he really did do an ultimate.
No. Jean-Claude was playing Frank Dukes.
Oh, okay.
And Frank Dukes did all the choreography for the fights, and it's the character's name. It's based on his life, supposedly. Well, it came out in the mid-90s or so, and this guy had a lot of people fooled. Like, this was before the internet was as ubiquitous, and you couldn't check things. I have that joke about it where I'm like, remember before the internet when you could just lie? And
yeah.
This guy did it. So he was saying that he holds, like, 78 world records. One of them was fastest knockout in 0.3 seconds, and he has all these claims that he made. Well, he said he would fight in this underground tournament, and one of the things he did in order to prove it, the LA Times did an expose on the guy to say, okay, like, so you're the best fighter in the world, huh, who's ever lived, and you could beat anyone up from Mike Tyson at the time, anyone you
so
could take.
So how they oust him?
Well, they did an expose and they had...
Just hold on, buckle in. It's a long ride, but we're getting there.
Well, they had... they sent investigative journalists on this guy, and...
When
one
all
of the things
for
he
all
did,
their broke the case.
Well, one of the things he did...
They just need one street fighting man, right?
One of the things he did to try to prove it was he showed them a trophy. And was like, it's not true, then how did I get this trophy?
Good question.
So
they don't sell those to anybody.
So the journalists called around, and they had his address, and they called the nearest trophy store.
Right.
And they said, like, oh, yeah, they looked at the trophy. Like, yeah, we made that for him last week. So he went and had the trophy made when he was being questioned. Yeah. And was like, here it is.
That's weird. He asked us to put a date on it that was 20 years old. I wonder why he did that.
If he would have just drove six extra blocks.
Yeah, yeah, right. He might have
gotten away with it.
Well, he used to do things like he'd get dropped off by a friend at the corner of the forest and be like, I'll be back in 3 days. You can't come. It's an underground Kumite.
Right.
He'd camp in the woods and come back and say, first place, trophy in the bag.
Boom, trophy in the bag.
Just like, what's the Super Bowl trophy? Is it the Lombardi?
Lombardi Trophy.
And he was an athletic coaching guy?
We'll say that. He was a coach
for the Packers. Packers. Okay, okay.
Well, I get a kick out of these guys. They do the touchless knockouts. So like in a movie, they'll just hold their hand up and this guy will fall down. And I get that he's trying to scam people, but what I don't get are his students that go.
They're in on scam.
And then they trust the guy. No, they're not. Like,
they are too.
The power of suggestion. It's like when those Christians in the 90s would go up for the faith healing of Benny Hinn.
Oh, they still go up now.
Yeah,
they still go up now. Yeah. They get healed and touch me. Oh, I don't believe in that bullshit.
Oh, my God. The one clip.
That's false prophecy right
there. Yeah, that's a special place in hell.
I had a buddy who used to pray in tongues. Like, I'd be driving around and he'd be like, I'm going to pray. It's okay, right? And
I was raising those churches.
If that's somebody's thing, though. You know, that's how they pray.
I'm not going to bang on that.
But that faith healing shit is bullshit.
Yeah.
You're taking people at their most desperate times and giving them false hope. Go fuck yourself.
One of the clips was this.
Back to the comedy.
So this guy, Benny Hinn, he gets up there. It wasn't Benny Hinn. It might have been Peter Popoff. One of these 90s televangelists. He gets up there and he puts his hands on the guy's neck. And he's rolling his neck around on his shoulders. And they write out a card before they get there. And he acts like he just has summoned the information from God. That's like, oh, you have a sore neck. So he takes the guy and he rolls his neck around. And he rolls his neck all around. And he says, you are healed. And then he says, tell this audience what was wrong with you. And he said, well, I just recently had spinal fusion. He said, I recently had spinal fusion surgery. And he's like, well, they're not sure if it's going to heal properly. And they said that I need to be inactive. So he rolled this guy's neck around. He probably literally re-injured the guy.
He probably killed him.
And told him he's healed. The guy's probably in a wheelchair.
The guy stands up to
all of our conversation here has been from 30 years ago. Stay tuned. We'll be reviewing and giving a synopsis of the movie Space Cop. Time Cop. Excuse me. Time Cop coming up next.
No spoilers. I haven't seen it yet.
Trevor, what else happened this week in
1993.
The Cowboys won the Super Bowl in 1993. I love the 90s, man.
I was a child of the 90s. I have to admit that. Right?
Yeah.
Skateboarding and punk rock music and alternative grunge. That was my gig.
Okay. I was a little younger, so I was into like Legends of the Hidden Temple and Family
Guy. How old are you, Douglas?
I'm 37.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Those pictures Ron takes makes a little bit more sense now.
Oh, that's so, huh? No, when I'm dehydrated, I look worse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you're special like
than
that.
Than now?
Than now. Can you believe it? Worse than this. That's crazy, right?
I love you, and we got to get your hair cut, because every day you let it grow, you look more and more like Lloyd Christmas.
I'm one of the, I cut it in the spring. That's me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I cut mine every other spring.
These fucking televangelists, I tell you.
Yeah, you got the Jesus Christ hair. So, was everybody Kansas City rooting, or were you 49ers rooting? Anybody have a preference? As we know, John didn't even watch. So.
I kind of hoped Kansas City would win just because I didn't like the idea of San Francisco having six.
Yeah,
I know that's, you know, but
yeah,
it's true.
I guess. I didn't even know that factoid, so.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a cerebral fan.
Well, a lot of people are Steelers have six. We don't want anyone else. But when you really break it down, Green Bay has 13.
Yeah, but we're not doing that.
I guess it's just not convenient.
Yeah. No, because we go from the Super Bowl one, not world champions.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's like they just renamed it, and then everything people did before didn't count.
Yeah, well, you know.
What?
Kind
what was
of
before
like,
that?
You know, black people weren't allowed in the league. Shit
that's
like
not
that.
Totally true. Jim Brown, he Jim played before the Super
I'm
Bowl.
Just saying,
discredit that man's whole career.
Oh, that's a nice, that's a flip.
That man won championships with Cleveland. They don't even count.
Right there, because that was a good turntable. Right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Well, you
I
know
like
me.
That. That was good.
I'm Teflon. You know? I got to tell you this, dude. You knocked it out of the park with this podcast studio. This is the inaugural.
I think everything's operating all right. Does my microphone sound all right?
Yeah, you sound fine.
Yeah, dude, it's professional setup. I'm impressed.
Well, the big breakthrough was this piece of granite. I had this table, and every time you touch it, you could hear it through the microphone stands.
Oh.
So I come across a piece of granite, throw in a piece of foam, and boom.
Nice.
Everything's good to go.
Well, I'm excited to play it back. It sounds good, though.
It's got a very nice ambiance in the room as well.
Yeah.
It's like small podcast studio.
It is.
But there is some artwork on the walls.
That's right. This is a Jordan Zantow piece behind me here. And then this one my mother did when I was a wee lad. And then that's some sign.
It's so awesome in here. I don't even know if you can call it humble beginnings.
There is a map of the United States because Aaron Douglas, if nothing else, is a fucking patriot.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. If nothing. Those are the states that I've performed comedy in, the ones that are highlighted up there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway.
There are cubbies. Because
you want me to read off of this and to ask you stuff about the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I was interested.
He's practical.
You wrote down what, the commercials?
I wrote about the commercials a lot.
We've quickly spiraled.
Oh, I also want to talk about, you know how they talk about CTE so much?
Yeah.
And they also talk about how like soccer players can get CTE from like headbutting the ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? And football players, they're not supposed to use their heads to play it. But after they touchdown, they celebrate, they fucking whack their heads into each other.
That's I don't think as common as it used to be.
I saw it happening.
Yeah, well, I think it's a less common occurrence.
Celebratory CTE.
They're fine.
That's what it is.
They're fine.
Are you running a bit?
I'm just no.
Celebratory CTE.
I just made that up right now.
Brilliant.
Boom. Behind the scenes info there,
can
folks.
You believe
something
it?
That
can
bugs
you
me. I don't know if you guys been following the Antonio Brown saga as it unfolds.
I heard that his screws are all loose. That's what I know.
I think it's a cheap thing. Oh, I wish him very well. I don't like how people are saying CTE because from what everything that I've learned about it is a lot of times those symptoms don't show up till 10, 15, 20 years after the impacts take place. Like you'll see a lot of guys who retire and they think they're fine and the symptoms don't show up till they're 50 years old, like a lot of football injuries.
Like the late Chris Benoit.
Yeah. Good point.
I don't know
another
who that
one.
Is.
He was a wrestler that murder suicided his whole family.
Oh.
Yeah. His brain was like black from CTE or white, whatever the proper
term
is. He
was a wrestler? Like a WWF wrestler?
He was one of the best. The Canadian Crippler.
Yeah.
The Canadian Crippler.
He was an intense man. it's unfortunate
name,
that he suffered
Crippler.
Like that and killed his wife. May they all rest in peace.
I think that also you just got to be a little bit of a psycho to want to be on the outside of society like that. You know what I mean?
As far as what aspect?
Like being a traveling wrestler.
I don't think it's wanting to be outside of society as much as wanting
passion.
The spotlight. Wanting what?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah,
we're trying to
get people to like
it.
Hey,
I'm saying we're probably a little bit on the fringe.
I don't know. We're on the fringe. Have you seen the rest of us? We're all pretty fucking plain Janes.
I think you're both right.
Yeah. We're as average as anybody, unfortunately.
No, but I don't think it's like
that
makes
a good
crazy
politician answer. I got a phone call from the Bernie Sanders campaign that we answered while we were recording on the last episode.
Oh, nice.
So
what do you have to say?
We asked her who Bernie was rooting for in the Super Bowl, and she said that she didn't know who Bernie was rooting
calling
for.
He wants everyone to win equally.
If you want to put your mom on speakerphone.
She hung up.
You can put her on speakerphone.
Okay.
Hold
no,
it.
Fuck her.
All right.
So this Antonio Brown thing, I will say, he did take one significant hit that had a lot of notoriety to the head, and you can all of his legal trouble pretty much started right after Vontaze Burfict. I think it was in 2016. He blindsided him helmet to helmet and laid him out.
Did
bad.
He get back
he was,
up?
He went down and was like, you know, his arms were in rigor for
a
moment,
yeah,
and you could tell he was like,
fucking,
boom, he got smacked.
The Velociraptor.
And now there's also people who say they've played with him his whole life, and he's been trouble, and it was. That hit also happened to coincide with when
probably
he happened
both.
To get a $100 million contract, and they say the money is what's made his behavior so erratic. But he's got these rap songs that he puts out every 2 weeks now. He's got a new rap single.
Are they making money?
I don't know how YouTube works. I mean, they get a lot of views. I'm sure a lot of people just watch out of curiosity. But oh
I
my
would
goodness,
almost.
Is it horrendous.
Is
like,
it worse?
It's not your forte, man, you know? There's not one bit of lyrical. I have trouble understanding the dude when he talks.
Is
I have trouble understanding him when he texts.
Trapped in the closet?
Trapped in the closet is excellent.
It is kind of excellent.
It's significantly worse than Trapped in the Closet. And R. Kelly will tell you, he's like, I can't read, I can't write. That man has a very like low education level. Antonio Brown, man, it's like... I don't know who told him these are worth recording. You know, like,
he did. He told himself. He said, "Don't let the haters hate," and he put it out there. And he's gonna get better,
dude.
Bro.
It's so bad. A lot of it's just repetitive.
Do you think
one
it's on
single
Spotify?
That's like the most. I think it is. I know it's on
we'll
YouTube.
See if it's on
I was
Spotify.
Watching. One of them is "I got a whole lot of money, got a whole lot of money," and he
like,
just
I'm
repeats
it
virtually through the whole
it.
Thing.
And he's right, you know? He does have a whole lot of money.
That's the thing. I don't know if he has any idea how much money he has, but I know he forfeited like $80 million with all of his antics getting him kicked out of the league last season. So, I don't know. He needs to make sure he checks his statement before he keeps spending like this.
Antonio, right?
I really fear he's going to be one of the most cautionary tales, because a lot of these guys go broke that aren't spending and living as crazy as him and don't get themselves kicked out of the league.
Dude, I'm trying to find him.
Yeah.
It looks like artist. Wait, no. Antonio. Yeah, here we go.
He did come out and for the first time show some contrition this week. He did an interview with ESPN's Josina Anderson, and he sounded apologetic for the first time.
Sorry, I'm
Oh, here we go.
This
is not it.
This can't be it. This is not it, dude. Well, I don't know if
this
it's
This is dope.
Here.
mm-hmm. Hold on, classic. I can pull it up then.
Yeah, bring it up, dude. I can put it on. I just plug it in this.
Is that an aux cord or what?
Yeah, it's just an aux cord. Do you have one of those on your stupid Apple phone?
Yeah, dude.
All right, good.
I agree. It's stupid Apple
phone. I agree in stupid Apple phone. Anyway, speaking of phones, I'm not going to look at mine anymore.
I don't know if I should pick the worst
one. I'm actually
one
still here.
Or the best one. I don't know what the worst one or the best one is.
Johnny, do you know the story of Antonio Brown? He was here at the Steelers, is that right?
Yes, I'm familiar. He was here at the Steelers, then he went to Oakland, then he went to, New England, and now he's not doing
And how much time did it take to do all of those things?
A matter of weeks, I think. No, when he went to
the Steelers for like 8 years.
Yeah, he was amazing. I didn't want to see him go.
I think it was the best. You can't call him the best of all time because guys like Jerry Rice did it for longer.
Tony Toe Tap.
But he did, for a 5-year period, no one has ever played the wide receiver position so well.
Really?
I don't know.
That's pretty high praise,
I
would say.
I think he had like 140 catches in one season.
Yeah, but there's a lot of competition.
Yeah, but he had, I'm talking for 5 straight years.
I know
yards,
there's some
receptions.
Solid, there's some
and the
tight
league
ends
is different now than it used to
be. That may
be
in that category.
Maybe. In my opinion.
What, Gonzalez?
In my opinion, no one had 5 straight seasons of 115 catches, 140 catches. The yardage, 1,800 yards, 10 touchdowns.
We'd have to check.
Statistically, he had the best 5-year run of any receiver in history. League is different than it used to be.
I'm just not saying he's right. I don't know.
Well, guys nowadays, they throw more than they used to. All right, here we go. Do you want home from the NO?
Throw these hands.
Or a whole lot of money?
And where does Antonio – whole lot of money for sure. Where does Antonio Brown live right now?
Now we're going to get taken off the air because this is a Jim Beam commercial. Are we sponsored by Jim Beam?
Yeah, as long
actually?
As
so
we don't as long as we don't make money, which trust me, we're safe. We're not making money.
We're not making a whole lot of money.
Bad fucking
so
decisions.
There's nothing they can do. But, oh shit. Can you Oh yeah.
This room looks like it's filled with 3 homeless men.
That's the voice of Antonio Brown?
I suppose so. With a computer.
You think there's any auto-tune on that?
No, it's synthesized or something.
It's auto-tune for sure, dude. Ooh, look how epic the thunder roll, though. Oh, he's back to the money.
No
he's
verse.
Got the whole
Each song got usually has one verse, and it's garbage.
Where does Antonio Brown live right now?
Florida.
Okay, well, that makes sense with OJ. He's chilling with OJ. Right?
Hey, OJ served his time, guys.
Hey, there's a rhyme here or something. Oh, well. Yeah, he's doing something. It's not the worst thing ever.
One of my favorite things
is... not the worst thing ever.
He got he's been out of the league, and he's got sexual harassment charges, and one of the charges is of rape. You know, he's, like, under investigation for a dozen things. He just beat the crap out of a moving truck driver because of a $4,000 dispute.
Well,
got a whole lot of money. So he's in all kinds of trouble constantly.
I'll beat the shit out of anybody you tell me for $4,000 at this point.
Yeah, right. Well, this was over... he wasn't going to pay it. So
maybe. I'm teeing off on grandma.
So he gets invited by the Saints right before the playoffs started because they think, hey, we could beef up the receiver position.
Right,
he's available. Hey, Antonio, we want you to come out for just like a tryout, a walkthrough. We're gonna see if you're still in shape. You've been on the bench for weeks. This was 4 weeks ago.
You fit in with the fellows.
Yeah, this was 5-6 weeks ago, right before the playoffs started. So they call him out and they say, here's the deal. You've had a lot of heat on you. We don't want a lot of attention. We're going to bring you out through a walkthrough. So they say to him, They say, please don't.
More like Antonio, well done. I don't know. Some Brown.
Terrible.
That was, no, it was brilliant. So, so they said, we don't want you to bring a whole lot of attention, and we don't want you to bring a whole lot money. We don't want you to bring we don't want a lot of attention. And their exact words.
We're not going to give you a whole lot of money.
Their exact words were,
for a minute.
Please don't bring an entourage. So what does he do? He brings an entire film crew and shoots a music video during his tryout. And then he starts complaining about how he's like, oh, it was all just for publicity. They didn't want to sign me. He's like, it wasn't for publicity. They said they want no publicity.
It was for publicity. For him.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything's for publicity.
And he's always doing this thing where he's the victim. Like, you know,
poor
it's
guy,
their
he is
fault.
The victim. I feel bad for him. Oh, he's going through so much trouble with his mental health that he's acting out. And in a society where we're supposed to care about mental health, everyone is just coming down on him when they should be reaching out and helping that man.
But you can't give him a job either way. You can't. He's
unemployable. It's not about giving him a job. It's about making him better.
Well
maybe
dude,
so.
That being so, I have heard all these people. I've heard a lot of people come down on him. You're in a position where you're able to be criticized. But also, I mean, I can't hear one critique of him that doesn't end with, we really just want him to reach out and get help. Everybody ends every critique with, he clearly isn't well. We want him to get help. And he just, and he'll come back as if that's like concern trolling and I don't need any help. I'm the victim. And it's
is
like,
he
does need
football
help.
Again.
That's very clear. I don't think he's going to play ever again.
How old is he?
CFL.
I mean, no one's.
Or arena.
What's CFL?
Canadian
XFL
football.
XFL is the new one.
Canadian Football League.
No one's going to sign him because let's say you sign him to a $5 million contract. He's still under investigation. And it's like the league's not going to investigate whether or not they're going to suspend him because he's not
mean?
Even on a team. Yeah, and the NFL has a policy where a behavioral policy.
What's a liability?
So you don't even have to be charged with a crime. They can say, like, you're causing trouble. Yeah, it's a garbage policy.
It's very
too.
Flexible.
But he's got multiple charges. He's got people suing him left and right. Apparently he threw a sofa off of a fourth floor balcony at some, you know, these are $1 million places he's staying in. So some rich family was sitting on the first floor with their like 4-year old and this couch almost hit their kid. And they're like, we're suing them. And imagine these people that are used to like, these are the upper class crust of society.
Ooh,
they're
really
not used to people throwing furniture out the window. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, have you ever been in like an uber wealthy person's like condo?
Yeah.
I was in a mover. I was a mover, I should say, in Boulder, Colorado.
I was
big time
mover.
Money. Do you know what is this? She got famous for her pies. It's called Mrs. Something.
Patty Stover. Patty LaBelle?
Something like that. It's like Stover. Who gives a fuck? Either way, the point
Marie
is
Marie Callender.
Marie Callender. That's exactly good. Boom. Fucking pull, dude. Anyway,
nice.
So I was moving the lady who inherited the Marie Callender fortune in Boulder, Colorado. And she'd bought the whole level of the building, which was one master condo.
Yeah.
And the level below it because her son was going to college at Boulder University.
Wow.
So he got the one below and she had that one for when she visits.
Imagine those dorm parties.
Yeah, man, that's how they do it.
It was fucking crazy, dude. And they were like, our boss was like, dudes, money is no thing with this lady. Take as much time as you want. You know what I mean? And we would scoot a rug like back and forth 3 inches, like three of us guys just stare. You know?
Yeah.
And she had no problem paying. It was just fucking ridiculous. It was something else, man. And she had a handler. We were not allowed to speak directly to her. Unless
I think I would invest in that right away.
She did swear to God have a handler, man.
I have a handler.
You do need a handler.
I met Deion Sanders once when I was a little kid, and he had like 5 handlers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to shake his
hand.
It
took me
cool.
a second to figure out who Deion Sanders was.
Man, you're killing me over here.
Yeah, yeah.
You're fucking killing me, kid.
I'm sorry.
Vince Lombardi was an athletic guy or what?
I'm jealous. I envy that amount. Like, I feel like I know too much about that stuff.
Well,
it's just meaningless fodder in your head.
Athletics is a good social lubricant, though, man. You can go to anywhere in America and you can strike up a conversation with somebody usually because you know if you know about sports, which is something I miss out on. So there's that. Right? I'm more of an individual sports guy. I do like the snowboarding and the skateboarding.
Aaron Douglas is like, did you see the pig toss last year?
Hmm.
Dude, at the Iowa State Fair, they have
Boom.
a they have a Exactly. Segway. Exactly. Dude. At the Iowa State Fair, they have a cow cookie toss. So they have the farmers collect.
So you're throwing shit.
Exactly. The really dried out
for
cow
people
patties.
That don't know, yeah, explain to them. Not everybody knows what a fucking cow cookie is, dude.
Okay, so cows don't shit like rabbits or nothing. It's no, just, you asked me to explain. You want to know? Plate,
it's a flat disc of cow shit.
Okay, so yeah. Cool. Don't get into it or nothing. That's fine. You asked me to explain. I'm supposed to just...
I mean, I get it. I know what they are, but I guess not everybody.
They don't even know about. They don't even know about the cookie. He just told them it was a cookie.
Give it to them, then. Give it.
I was gonna say that a cow doesn't shit like a deer or a rabbit or anything like that. You know, they've got pebbles. It's not like a dog where it's logs. A cow's a vegetarian, and like all vegetarians, cows have the shits, man. So then they squirt it out. And it all lands in one pile, which spreads evenly, because it's like a goo.
And then it dries?
Then it dries in the sun, because they're always walking out to pasture.
And what do we do, shoot them like skeet?
And it turns into a hard disc. And then the farmers collect them and take them to the state fair. And they throw them in a distance contest.
Amen.
Amen. God bless America.
What a world.
Yeah, highlight the state on the map they're doing that in.
Iowa, right?
Nice.
That's the Iowa State Fair. Everything you could want in the world is fried and on a stick at the Iowa State Fair. Also.
It's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it's something else. It's fun to go.
When you live there, did you ever get into the primaries? And like, it's like, it seems like a pretty
dude,
big
I'm telling
deal.
You, they call me. I wouldn't be surprised if I get a phone call during this.
Yeah.
I got a phone call when me and Cindy were recording from Bernie Sanders, like I said, and we asked him about the Super Bowl and everything. So,
wait. You got a call from, you mean from the Bernie Sanders campaign?
Yes, exactly. Okay. I mean, Bernie was on hold.
Give me a Bernie.
Dude, you should have.
I'm calling because I need you to give me more of your money. Trust me, I'm going to give it to who needs it more.
I don't have enough. I know you think my book sold well, but I can't spend
I love that,
money.
That meme that's like, yes, I am approaching you again asking for more of your money. More of your money.
What's. The money's in a concentration. No, so I got a call from Bernie, which I always do, but I get calls constantly, and you should have seen how quickly this lady lost interest when I go, oh, yeah, and I'm not actually an Iowa resident anymore, because that's the whole thing. It's for the Iowa caucus, which is coming up, which is like one of the earliest things, and then she's like, she goes from this heartfelt, sad story to go, oh, well, that's interesting. Okay, well, thank you for your time. Thank you. Just like.
Yeah, they're sitting there calling people all day
long.
Oh,
yeah, man, that's a hell of a.
It's a zoo up there.
That's a hell of a job. I don't want that one at all. Oh, speaking of what I thought was funny was there was two very big electric car commercials, I guess, right? One was Hummer, which was okay, and then the other one was an Audi commercial that was like star-studded. I can't remember.
Shout out to Audi.
What was the Audi fucking commercial? Do I even have that written? No, it was a Genesis.
Oh, I Genesis, saw that.
Genesis.
Was that with
was that the electric
John
one?
Legend and his bitch wife?
No, I don't know if that's what her name is on the birth certificate.
We just got some new 2020 hybrid Q5s in, folks. 76 miles to the gallon electric.
No, it's a fucking Audi for sure, dude. Anyway, I think it's funny how all those commercials say zero emissions in the commercial, but 70% of electricity is made with coal. So these cars are just 70% coal powered, if they're being honest. And then the other day I was down by the river.
Trump said he's bringing back coal.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I was down there I was riding my bike over to the fucking river, and a barge comes out. I'm talking 9 barge crates full of coal coke pushing up river with a huge Trump flag stuck in the coal on the front.
You're here.
I was like, oh, man. These Tesla guys don't know what they're funding, you know what I mean?
I took a video, speaking of that, when I was driving the other day, and I was behind this 18-wheeler, and it had, it spray-painted something about Trump, and then, like, cry liberals on the other door, and it had a big Trump flag just hanging out of the back.
Just trolling.
And
oh,
it's
that
like,
was my car.
And it's like,
was that
I
a
get
Nissan?
It.
Was that a...
No, it was ridiculous. I get it, but, like, you really feel the need to be like that?
Yeah, it's
like
trolling.
I get
it's trolling.
Yeah, like you're just asking for trouble, and then you're like, oh, people are just causing trouble with me.
Yeah.
It is, especially if you get mad that they're mad. Yeah, you should do is laugh at them when they're mad. That's appropriate. If you're gonna troll, you should laugh at someone when they're like,
trolling,
that's what
hilarious.
I thought you'd do. Ha ha ha.
Yeah,
if
it's
you
a
said
strange.
That, that's one
it's
thing.
It's strange because both people are gonna. It's hard to with like the divisiveness in America, people will say Trump has caused all this, and a lot of people will say, "Well, no, you just weren't paying attention to it."
Well,
for 8
Johnny's
years
right though,
that.
Man. It's when you say something inflammatory, and then somebody says something inflammatory back. You should then stop because yeah. you got the response you wanted. If you're doing that to start a fight, then that's your malicious nature.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
I'm seeing the video now. Fucking... That is straight trolling.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't like an official campaign sticker. This dude, yeah. it looks like he might not even know that's there. That looks like someone graffitied it.
Oh, on. He definitely knows that flag is there.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, he put that flag up. I'm sure he spray painted it. It says, "Keep liberals crying," and a crudely drawn crying emoji. And then Trump 2020 with a smiling emoji, but it's so crudely written.
I have a theory that nobody likes Trump. People are like, "How can you support and like Trump?" I'm like, nobody likes Trump. They hate
people.
The alternative. That's what a lot
I
of
I think there
is.
Are definitely a lot of people
yeah,
who...
Yeah, I'm just speaking extemporaneously to an extent.
Right.
But
there are people who just like the idea of a strong man. You know, make the decisions for me, will you? As long as the outcome's all right. You know, they're like, "Good, I got that part of my life managed."
I've never thought about it in that way.
Yeah.
I think
I mean, that's
a
fascinating point of view. I will say that.
There are people who like that.
That's just my personality. That's crazy to me.
To what?
Like, to have the feeling of I want someone to be, yeah, say, talk for me. And
yeah. That's what I would say. I don't care who the president is because I don't need to be led. What do you need
I
a
agree.
Leader for?
I agree.
I wake up and do the same thing every day no matter who the president is.
I think they are a figurehead, and it truly does not matter who gets elected. They're not fucking doing anything. They're doing the same goddamn
thing. It matters
a
little
things.
Bit.
I don't think
it matters.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
This is conspiracy theory John coming out, but I don't think it matters.
I don't think Trump is marching anybody's drummer besides his own. I think he does whatever
the heck
he
wants. But that's exactly what they would want us to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
And I think, again, you're both right. It sort of matters, but it doesn't to a large extent. I'll tell you this. It doesn't matter as much as some people want to make it out to mattering.
The way I see it, as long as somebody doesn't come to my neighborhood with guns from the government, then I'm all right. You know what I mean? As soon as that starts happening, then I'm going to start making plans with my neighbors.
Yeah, and I think the thought process is like, who wants to wait until it's too late for that?
Yeah, I get that. I get that thought process. It's so complicated.
I think it starts
It's so complex.
Everything starts slow. They say society doesn't die with a bang, it dies with a whimper, right? Boom.
Yeah, I think it's on the way out, though.
Out?
That was dark, you know, like,
yeah. I didn't know where to go with that. Like, Batman popped into my mind, and I'm like, we have to cleanse the country. And I'm like, no, that's too far.
Yeah, don't use the word cleanse.
Gotham has failed you.
Gotham has failed you. I was looking at the fucking. There was no Batman. No Batman in the.
See how I squeezed that in?
They did a baby nut joke. Did you guys see that? Mr. Peanut was killed, but then he came back reincarnated as a baby nut.
I've heard it.
And he hashtag. Sounded like a dolphin or something?
I'm not sure. I think it might be.
So many of those commercials made no sense to me.
I mean,
well, he was fooling with them with the dolphin noise. He's like,
that
I'm
Jonah
kidding,
Hill
man.
Commercial was garbage.
It
dude.
Was garbage. That was absolute garbage, dude. There were a couple that were. The J-Lo had a commercial for a hotel that I couldn't believe how garbage it was. She was running around like an action hero through a hotel, and it was like hotel in Las Vegas.
Winona Ryder had a really weird one. Winona, Wyoming or something. She was making a website. It was for a website creating company. I kind of like, if I had to pick a favorite, I'd say it was the Post Malone.
Did you see the Fox Nation commercial? There was one commercial called Fox Nation. I think they're starting a new network, and it was like a parody of what Fox is. It was like, it was like, I don't know if they're intending for that to be it. But
Fox News or Fox?
It was Fox the company. Okay. Fox Publishing or Broadcasting or whatever is going to start a new channel, and then there was like a guy with a country western shirt being like, because we love America, goddamn. It was like,
so yeah, it's a parody of Fox News.
From what I understand, there was a Sam Elliott Lil Nas X commercial. I didn't see
that.
That
was something. That was
I want to see that because from what I understand, his mustache wiggles.
Yeah, it was very weird. That was another, all of them seem so dumb to me. Sometimes I get that they're like funny and it's a big night for commercials. I wasn't feeling the commercials very much. I mean, I watch football. I fast forward through the commercials. It's such a strange night. It's the only night of the year I can think where people look forward to being advertised to. Like, I hate marketing. Who wants to be advertised to? I mean, it's just a strange thing to me.
We're going to see this little Nas commercial since you like...
Oh, sweet. You got a whole setup in here.
Since you like this thing.
Let me tell you how dope this studio is.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
That just did it.
Yeah,
this
sealed the fucking deal.
I didn't know we had YouTube. I want to pick a bunch of stuff now. No, my aux cord's in. That might be why.
No, it's fine. Okay. It'll play. Sorry. I don't know why it should be coming through the thing with Bob. It's not, though. Well, I messed that up. We don't have sound.
Well, inaugural podcast. We're working through the kinks.
Yeah, I bet it's because I bought an HDMI cord. Does HDMI carry sound?
Yes.
It should.
Yeah, so yes, now it does. So now the sound's through there somehow, unfortunately. Yep.
Oh, I've seen the mustache wiggle, though.
Yep.
And I guess he's what, jamming out?
Yep.
Oh, and then he's dancing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this is kind of funny. Okay, dance, dance.
Damn you, HDMI cable.
Well, he's really getting into it now. Dance, dance.
So...
Oh, look at them sweet fucking moves right there.
Yeah, it's just a weird commercial.
Wow.
It's a dance off.
He can fucking shake, I guess. Look
well,
at that.
No, that's it. They're CGIing dance moves.
Nope,
for
that,
Sam
they're
Elliott.
Doing that real dancing, dude.
I think
Sam Elliott
X might be.
Can well, do maybe. That shit. That's Sam Elliott right
I'd
there.
I'd like to believe that's the case, too.
I'd like to believe it.
No one's going to convince me otherwise.
That's
yeah.
not a computer.
I want to live in that world, too, John.
Oh, they got the horse dancing. That's cool. Okay, so now he's like, oh. My horse isn't dancing. Oh, I get it. Oh, stale old white guy.
Yeah.
He gets the Doritos, guys. They fucking danced off for a bag of Doritos
no
instead
agenda.
Of just heading to the store and buying another bag of Doritos.
Did you just say no?
Yeah, no agenda ever, these no commercials. Agenda.
Why is it
and then they show Billy
there?
Ray Cyrus at the end.
Yeah, looking like
chips,
a homeless man.
Sitting there counting his billions of dollars for whoring his daughter out for the last
oh
10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if this is unpopular opinion or not, but I like Noah Cyrus more than I like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I mean, I do by default because I hate Miley Cyrus, and I
wow,
suppose
that's a
I
rough take.
I don't despise Noah enough.
Miley's
yet.
Okay.
I can't stand her, dude.
Oh man,
I can't stand what it is. It's the dredges of society. I
hope
I
she
find
listens
it appalling.
To this. And she's like,
me too.
We're gonna meet these dudes. Oh wait, no, we're not gonna meet that Trevor guy because he's fucking weird. We're
yeah.
gonna meet that cool dude, John.
Fear me, Miley.
And then
fear me.
Miley Cyrus is my best friend, and we're on Instagram. Fuck you.
Sweet dude, take it. I'm
I'll stop being a stand-up. I'll start being a full-time photographer.
Backup dancer photographer.
I was going to say, I'd do whatever Miley wanted me to. You know what I mean?
No.
You see John in that new Miley Cyrus video? He's
no,
back there trying his best. His timing is way off.
It's
my
like...
problem with Miley is a basic take of, I remember my brother was dating a girl. She had children, so they were like 4, 6, 8, and 10, and they loved Hannah Montana. They absolutely loved her. And in the blink of an eye, she went from 17 to 18, was no longer Hannah Montana, and was on the MTV Video Awards showing her grundle to
oh,
everybody.
Oh, yeah,
she
did
no,
flip
let me
the
ask
switch.
You, as that's her choice, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She flipped the
that's
switch,
fine.
though.
Like,
he's right.
It was
that...
Jeffrey Dahmer's choice to murder and eat people.
I know,
I'm
but...
allowed to find it disgusting.
Okay, I can rock with you on that.
Yeah.
I can rock with you
I
on
find
that.
It gross. And sad.
Well,
and
you can, though. That's what's great.
Yeah.
As long as
yeah.
you don't tell her not to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's have... a, yeah, that's
yeah,
the
I'm
thing.
Not telling her what to do.
You can,
but yeah. I don't want to be told not to use the word whore when describing her.
No, I mean,
there
honestly,
you go. There's your
I
compromise.
You
you're not
going
to say nothing if she don't say nothing.
Yeah, it's just, it's so, and it's like such a played out trope of like, they did it with Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, going all the way back. They have a wholesome image. This is what they do. This is what's going on down Disney, in case you don't know.
Down Disney.
Wholesome,
there we go,
it's
folks.
The wholesome
it's
image.
It's not Disney's fault that children age.
They give them
damn you, Disney.
They go from 17 to 18.
Dude, when they got a hold of Britney Spears, she was only 11. But by the time they were
well,
done
yeah.
with her, she was 17.
Well, they go through the molestation factory that is Disney and Hollywood. They go. Everyone knows that it's the most deviant, disgusting group of people on
it
the
is,
planet.
It, I just want to say, maybe. If you don't know Trevor, it is extremely easy to get him off the fucking rails.
Not like, true. He's a very well-balanced and calm man.
Yeah, I had all this written down.
He's known
I planned
for
to touch
He's,
on this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This has been bullet points.
But I just find it, it's like wholesome image, promote it to the youth, and then as soon as they turn 18...
I'm trying to look
18,
for one that wasn't a
these
wholesome
are still
image.
13-year-old fans that they have,
oh.
and it's like grotesquely over-hypersexualized.
Here's what Trevor can't bitch about stick. The Rubicon commercial was awesome.
With
right?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray
groundhog, yep.
and the groundhog.
Good,
and
wholesome
fucking,
market.
Oh, it was so good.
Good, wholesome market.
So good.
I just, little peek behind the curtain here. I always get such a kick out of Trevor and his morality. Because he does have it. But the personal conversations
it,
I've had with him and have witnessed with him without saying anything would lead a completely other way. So when he's like, this shit isn't wholesome. every time it blows my fucking mind.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I grew up being brainwashed by the media machine and the propaganda machine.
I don't
that
even
is
know
Hollywood,
what he's talking about
so
anymore.
So my morals were compromised growing up by the same evils
but
I'm
then
addressing.
But then you found the Lord.
Then I found Christ.
That's right.
And I've been battling it ever
praise
since.
Praise the Lord.
Now you're a better man.
Battling it ever since. Speaking of the Lord, I was watching Dr. Phil yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man.
I love the work
dude,
he's doing with Bam Margera.
That was a good segue,
Dr.
though. I'll
Phil.
Give you that.
Yeah, dude. I love Dr. Phil. And there was an episode of this kid. He's 25. He graduated college, and he doesn't want to get a job. So when his mom asked him why he doesn't get a job, he had the best answer I've ever heard. He says, because I'm a cyborg sent from the future to save the race. The human race is going to become extinct because of technology and pollution. And now my goal is not to get a job. I have a purpose of saving the world. And, I mean, you really got to see it to know what the hell I'm talking about. You could pull it up. It's Dr. Phil Cyborg. But it is
we won't be able to hear it.
Oh yeah, that's right. It is unbelievable to watch this kid. And like he refers to himself as we. Like Dr. Phil, like, so why won't you get a job, young man? He's like, we have a mission that we have been sent on. And like he moves with robotic movements, like picks up his drink and puts it
so
down.
So like the dude from Grandma's Boy?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
At 25, this man became a robot and he's expecting no one to call bullshit. He's like, yeah, what do you mean? I'm a cyborg.
I'm trying to make it work.
Plot
Dr.
twist,
Phil,
dude is a cyborg.
Plot twist, he opens his arm up.
I have thought this for a while. I will immediately sacrifice whatever part of my body they can make a cyborg. Like, if they're like, we can do your arms, boom, take them. I don't need nothing.
You'll upgrade quick.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want machine appendages?
Yeah, I'll take. No, some clearly people are like, I don't want to be controlled. Give me them metal arms.
Don't give me any arms with Wi-Fi, man. I want ones wired straight in. I don't need fucking Wi-Fi arms.
I don't want
you
the
need
weird
Wi-Fi
chip.
For the updates, bro.
I don't want the weird chip with all your money and your information on it that they can shut off.
Yeah,
know,
I'm not
RDFI,
a fan of that.
RFID chip or whatever it is.
You know, they did that in one fucking job place for like for them to sign in and out, but also like use the vending machines and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're selling your soul.
Yeah, it's creepy. Are you seeing this or no?
No, I'm trying to fucking Google how to get the sound to come out.
Oh.
I'm very apocalyptic in my personal life, and I feel like that's a sign of it right there.
No, hell yeah, dude. Read the book. Take two hits of acid, drink a nice tall glass of orange juice, and read the book of Revelation, and tell me you're not freaked out, dude. There's so much
you
in
do
there.
Anything in that, and you're going to be freaked out. You can do that.
I've done
you
everything.
Do
he's
nothing
right. You could write green eggs and ham.
Yeah, you
and
could
be
read,
like, yo, this fucking
like,
box.
This is some prophetic shit, dude.
Yeah, but it I found it very fascinating.
It is. No, it's a very fascinating book.
Yeah, yeah. Book of Revelation will make your arm hair stand up, dude. That's crazy.
Tell me your best short story from the book of Revelations.
I don't feel comfortable sharing that. I'll tell you off air.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I mean, it gets dark and weird.
There's only room for 144,000 people, bro.
Is that in the book of Revelation?
Yeah.
I know that's on those seeing stones that those like weird rocks that just popped up in the middle of Missouri.
That was Bill Cosby. You guys want to hear some sweet Bill Cosby
soundbites?
No, sound
we
bites?
Don't want to hear Bill Cosby soundbites.
Yeah,
sound
said
bites.
No one.
Said no one. Nobody. Dot. Every time I think I'm just about there.
My
are you seriously checking your phone
no.
right now?
Me? I was going to pull up the cyborg.
Oh, do that. Pull up the cyborg.
Is in agreeance.
And so it turns out this dude is the cyborg. There is a plot twist. He's like, he's clearly making it up because he also, like, 3 years ago was trying to have a rap career. And now all of his YouTube rap videos, he was on Dr. Phil like 3 days ago. All of his YouTube rap videos all of a sudden have like 90,000 views because people saw this. It's just like with the Cash Me Outside girl. They're like, well, I want to watch this train wreck as long as possible. Leads you down a rabbit hole to his rap videos. It was very fascinating.
Robotic movements.
You know, I may be racist.
What? Is that where this goes?
Yes, because before he showed me this video,
I would have never expected it to be a young black dude.
I didn't even think of that, but now that you mentioned it, that doesn't make sense.
I would have bet my fucking life it was some weird-ass white dude.
Yeah, yeah. This is a one-of-a-kind weird kid. That is incredible. This kid is a weird kid.
Keep it going.
He talks in a collective, everything is we. He hasn't said I in over a year.
We are alone in this. No one else has chosen to do what we are doing.
We need to, you know, save the planet from sudden doom. Cyborgs are part machine, part man, but I gave birth to Oren.
You gave birth to Oren.
I also made lasagna downstairs, and I wanted to know if you could, you know, join us.
If you're not hungry, thank you.
Yo. If my mom offered me lasagna, I was on that portion to get it out of the oven.
He says, we are not hungry.
What a fucking weirdo.
He was zoned out. Astro traveling is where he travels to another dimension where he gets instructions.
Not going to get into it, but I astro projected one time.
To me, it looks like he's sleeping.
Yeah, it was crazy.
On purpose?
No, craziest experience of my life.
Why wouldn't you tell us about it?
Because I'd rather not get into it.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. I don't know if I believe in
this. All right, well, I'm going to give up on this stupid thing. I'll figure it out for next
podcast.
This
is an inaugural episode. Like you said, this is training camp, folks.
I tell you
what. You are blessed to be on the ground level of the Beef Honey podcast right now.
I'll figure it out. All right, so another episode. What else do I have written down about the Super Bowl?
John's having a mild infarction, so I don't know if that's picking up on the audio or not.
I cough. Yeah, to know me is to love me.
He's not smoking weed or anything.
He's stable.
Yeah.
He's stable.
I never touch it.
No.
He's a cyborg.
That's
we are sober.
We did have the little Nas thing. Oh, the Ellen sober? Commercial.
You're getting audio now or something?
It's coming out of something.
Oh, this is the cyborg thing. We've addressed the cyborg thing. I'll tell our listeners, go check the cyborg thing. It is a worthwhile 20 minutes of your day.
We are serious.
We are serious about cyborgs.
It says
cyborgs.
On the screen for Dr. Phil, he's like, I'm going to put up on a graphic here. It says normal versus abnormal behavior. Normal, like getting a job. Abnormal, claiming you're a cyborg.
But I am a cyborg.
Thank you for that illustration,
Phil.
Oh,
my gosh.
I love Dr. Phil.
Dude, I still have not yet seen, and I will look it up, because, God, I've been meaning to, the Dr. Phil meets Bam Margera episode.
Oh, that's like, that almost made me sad.
Really? See, I got to see
Bam,
him.
Yeah, Bam, man.
See him more than...
Yeah, you're right.
Can we get a little Dr. Phil?
I love
Can we get a little Dr. Phil out of
here? I'll tell you what, I got a sore throat, and Phil's not in the repertoire. I have a handful of impressions. I've been trying to work him into the stage routine.
What is
it's not always easy.
What is Dr.
Dr. Phil damn sure doesn't sound like that.
What
he sounds like is just a southern idiot. He's just kind of like a, you know.
Give me a sentence that Dr. Phil would say.
So where are you getting this accent from, young girl? Like he always, I love that on whenever he had the Catch Me Outside girl on, and she's like, I really know y'all be playing, you know what I mean? He's like, where did you learn to talk that way? It's not really making a whole lot of sense.
I don't have a Dr. Phil.
Phil's a badass.
No, you don't at all.
I don't.
You just changed your voice randomly.
I am real bad at Dr. Phil.
What the fuck is not like yeah. that?
Hey guys, what's Dr. Phil sound like?
I'm Dr. Phil, y'all.
Is this right?
Herbert's a pervert.
I was wondering if you could tell us some good news.
Oh, God. What's the key to it? What's the key to Dr. Phil?
I tell you what, this fell apart fast.
I like it.
I love Dr. Phil. What's your favorite dog shit trash television to watch? Like, I loved Maury.
It's gotta be Cops.
Cops, I don't even consider dog shit. That's Emmy quality.
I used to like Maury a lot.
Shit.
That's good.
Maury, my favorite type of Maury. Now it seems like every episode is the Who is the Dad.
Yeah, Who's the Dad?
I used to like the My Teen is Out of Control boot camp scare.
Oh,
yeah, that's like
shit.
The Catch Me
Outside.
Those were
the variety back then. He used to have everything.
Well, now it's like every episode's a paternity.
They know
test.
what they are.
I suppose
they're pandering to, you know.
Catch Me Outside girl is an out of control teen.
Yeah, well, that was Dr. Right? Phil, though.
I mean, she's not out of control anymore. She's rich now.
Yeah. It's unbelievable
how our society rewards music,
garbage.
I think. On
oh, yeah, she's
Spotify.
Got a lot of
people
music
will
out.
Tell you her music's good. That's how I knew I was old.
I've heard a couple things that were okay.
Catch
yeah,
me outside.
I guess. I mean, I'm old.
Well, I'm sure she has genuine, fucking, what do you want to call that? Like,
spunk? Chutzpah? Garbage?
She's. I don't know. Garbage.
Yeah, right.
She's genuine.
Bravado. There you go.
Yeah.
That's
she bought her mother
she's
a house.
Got,
yeah,
got,
it's train wrecks.
Gravitas,
too,
as they said back when Bush was running.
Who else? I like some of that stuff.
Oh, my guilty pleasure is Judge Judy.
Oh, Judge Judy's another great dude. The great, residing, the honorable Judith Shineland.
I believe right now she's the highest paid television anything.
I thought she was off the air now.
No, she just signed a new contract like a year ago.
Good for her, dude. I like her.
I feel like
I used to hate her, and then you watch it more, and you're like, I kind of like her.
She's like, hey, Bert, can you believe this guy's talking to me like that, Bert?
Well, she's technically,
Bert's like, no,
she's
technically
a moderator, right? You guys know that?
That's the bailiff.
Yeah, the bailiff is
Bert
great,
is
too.
His name?
Yeah, yeah. That's
funny. Yeah, he's good.
You guys, you know, she's a moderator now. That's technically she was a real judge for a long time
in New
York or New Jersey or one or the other. Anyway, but then now she's retired, making fucking millions and millions and millions as a professional moderator. Go Judge Judy. And her husband's, isn't her husband somebody famous? Like a, I want to say he's a boxing ring.
I
think you're thinking of Mills Lane.
Yeah,
and that is not her husband.
It's a whole different thing. Yeah, I'd love to see that.
I'm gonna look that up.
She's married to some guy, Mr. Judge Judy. At this point,
Mr. Judy.
Yeah,
she brings home the fucking bacon. It's Mr. Judge Judy.
Mr. Judy.
Yeah, he's the Tom Arnold of that.
Mr. Judge Judy.
You know the housekeeper says, "Hey, Mr. Judy."
Yeah,
Mr. Judy.
What do you want, Mr. Judy?
Wow.
Whatever.
Mr. Judy, I have finished brushing the horses.
I'm the one who's done those jobs. I've brushed the horses.
Sometimes you get lucky, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, Tom Arnold's my favorite.
He married a woman who got really rich. I married a woman who died. Whoop-boom ching!
The thing about Roseanne is she's always been crazy, and I feel bad that she's canceled. Because
I feel
Is she crazy, though? And is she canceled? Because she just went on tour with Dice.
Well, it's a form of canceled.
On tour.
She can't do what she wants to do.
That's on tour for me.
Yeah, and she can't do what she wants to do. She doesn't want to be doing stand-up in the clubs.
I can't believe they're trying to.
That's not what she wants to do. She wants to write the television show that she masterminded.
Yeah, I can't believe they're running it as the Conners.
Hmm?
They're running that show as the Conners.
No, it's
she
garbage.
Has a macadamia nut
I've never
farm.
Watched
I find it blasphemous I've that they're running
if
it.
If she never did anything again, she'd be fine. She's got a fucking macadamia
no,
nut
no,
farm.
You're right. Yeah, with the residuals.
And residuals from the show?
Right, but money isn't everything in a person's life. You
She's
know what
done,
I mean?
Man. She's done.
There are plenty of people with money who are suicidal, depressed, sad, empty, hollow, lacking purpose. And I think she found a renewed sense of purpose. Her kids are all grown now. And when that show came back and it was the number one show in America, she must have had such a high of I still got it. And they took it away from her because she was a brash, outspoken bitch. You know, the same thing that made her famous in 1989 in the first place.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
It's got to be very upsetting.
She had a big head injury, they
said.
Though.
Yeah, but she was ahead of the times. She was so pro-gay marriage, putting that shit on TV in the 80s before anybody even dared spoke of it. And she's like a progressive icon for the ages.
Dude,
but she came
up
during this 1-2 year window of when the Trump thing happened. And people are desperate to be upset about something.
Yeah,
so they
whatever.
Got upset at her. I think it's garbage when she got upset.
It is tough. It is tough.
I feel like maybe if she would have gave a better explanation than Ambien.
Yeah, well,
she might have got herself out of a little bit of trouble.
If there's one thing to learn from someone like Trump or the great and noble Tucker Carlson also did this, you don't apologize. Because no, I'm just teasing, but let me make a point here. You never apologize because they don't want you to apologize and say, "All right, well, he's sorry and we've moved forward." They want someone to beat up. So
man,
if you say
real political, real well, if, bad.
No, this isn't political. This is anytime anyone's trying to cancel you in any way. Don't apologize because then they'll say, "Look, you even admitted what you did was wrong," and then they'll just keep hitting you. But if you just say screw you
wanna,
I'm gonna say what I want,
the legal system
they never
that.
Get
don't
the upper hand
guilt.
Yeah, you never admit, don't talk to the cops,
don't
never admit,
admit
anything, get your lawyer and just stand in the
I mean
box
he's saying a lot of
heat.
Words some I agree with
you just
don't talk
the
to
heat.
The cops don't talk to the cops
I mean if
at
you're
all.
Sorry about something say sorry but a lot of times with cancel culture they end up apologizing for something they're not sorry for. They're just like, I'm sorry you got upset, and
never
it's
has
never
talking
wins.
To the cops helped.
Never.
I just want to put
that's
that
exactly
out there.
True.
It's never
just
helped.
Be quiet.
Even if you're innocent, shut the
just
fuck up.
Just be quiet. Yep.
Yeah.
I got pulled over twice in the last 4 weeks now. Twice this month. I got pulled over on Friday night after Eaton Park.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Leaving Eaton Park right there?
No. Like, a couple blocks in Sewickley.
Yeah, because
what happened,
out
they said
there.
They ran my plate, and it was registered to a dead person.
Oh.
And I said, no, it's my mom's car. But here's how I figure he's lying. Because he's like, oh, there's a lot of Mary Smiths out there. Maybe it got confused. Motherfucker, no, it wouldn't get confused. You were just trying to look for someone being drunk and wanted to harass
you.
Yep. He just made some shit up.
That's nightmarish.
Just made some shit up.
The one night I left Parkway and Trey, I was like, all right, I'm leaving. And Trey goes, all right, I'm going to leave now too, because there's no way they'll pull me over if you're out on the road. Meaning, mm-hmm. like, you know, yeah, I'll leave behind you for safety. I'm pulling out, I see him pulled over 2 feet away from the bar.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. I probably wouldn't have been in the best spot had I been pulled over that night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're all good here. Yeah. I'm an athlete.
Yeah, he's an athlete. He's very athletic. High, yeah. What do you call it? Metabolism type.
Yeah, guy. Yeah.
All right, Super Bowl. Anything else to touch on? We did Baby Nut, right? Fox.
We've touched on Baby Nut.
Yeah, fuck the Super Bowl.
Oh,
we're
the
done.
Edgar Snyder commercial was so funny. Did you see
really?
That?
He had a commercial. The local, that was, like, special.
No, they have to give a certain amount of time to to local shit. So Edgar Snyder clipped together a bunch of really old stuff, and it was just so gratuitous about how they were slip and fall cases, basically the whole stuff. And one of them was even children wrecking those little Power Wheel cars into each other and then being, oh, huh. I'm gonna sue you. And,
I
the other,
like,
and then the other kid's like, I'm gonna sue you. And it was their advertisement.
I didn't see it. I like the concept.
Oh, yeah. It was so funny. These children were arguing like they're
gonna
sue
each
other.
I tend not to watch too much TV programming.
Hey,
I watched the
they
Super
call
Bowl.
It programming for
it was
a reason.
On. I got pizza. Oh yeah, you got to do pizza and Super Bowl.
Did you
right?
order it?
No, I went to
the fucking store.
I went to Aldi and got the take and bake one. They have a very
I had a piece of that when I got here.
They have a very nice Supreme take and bake.
I order if I'm doing like a football thing. You know what my go to lately has been is Frank's Buffalo Chicken.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's
that's
so
top
good.
Shelf.
That's a yeah. You're not like born and raised in Pittsburgh. That's
no,
like
I'm not a Yinzer.
Have you
been around
here?
Yeah.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Oh,
solid,
phenomenal.
Dude. I get the buffalo chicken usually because it's just like their, you know, it's their
it's what they're known
thing.
For.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says it right
what's
on
the name of this
sign.
Joint?
Frank's
Buffalo Chicken Pizza. Or Frank's Chicken and Pizza.
And
yeah,
what neighborhood's
called.
It in?
I know there's
like
one in Troy Hill.
Oh, okay.
Troy Hill, I think that might be the original. There's or Millvale might be the original. There's also one right by my
You'll
house.
You'll have to take me some
way.
Night. I don't know where the fuck
it's phenomenal, bro.
Yeah.
That's been my go-to.
Yeah. Omaha's got this place called.
Did everything. Power off?
Yeah, it's just sleeping. Oh. It's just sleeping. The screen is. Anyway.
I guess I'm the old man in the room.
You got to have a local joint. You got a local joint in Iowa, you said?
No, yeah, in Iowa, there's this place called Lulu's Chicken and Waffles, and oh, man, they got some good chicken at Lulu's Chicken and Waffles in Omaha, Nebraska.
Tell me more about Iowa.
Yeah.
Because you always mention it, but then you just blow it off.
Well, Omaha was Nebraska. What
you're
I was
like,
talking
you're,
about.
Okay, yeah.
You're like, ah. I'm like, how's Iowa? You're
he
like,
didn't
ah.
say anything about Nebraska. He said, tell me more about
table.
Iowa. He knew Omaha.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about Nebraska.
How about you all see right. Trump got in trouble, or not in trouble, but like he made a fool of himself.
So tell me about Iowa.
Well, he tweeted about Kansas. He said Kansas City.
I don't know
Kansas.
How Trump's doing in Iowa, but I do know people
stupid.
In Iowa that are pro-Trump
was really
for sure. So it's tough.
Do you miss Iowa ever?
Oh, I love Iowa. Iowa's great. The Midwest. If it ever got to the point where I could support myself traveling on the road and doing maybe podcasting and stuff, or even just going back to regular work, for God's sakes, the Midwest is a great place to live. It really
hell
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real quick. That's how you know he doesn't have like someone doing his tweets for him. He's just shooting from the fucking hip. Like bang, bang. Like,
yeah, that's embarrassing.
Who?
Trump.
He tweeted
out
congratulations to Kansas City and the whole great state of Kansas.
So all that
Kansas City's in Missouri.
Is like him just talking shit.
And that's like first grader fucking.
Yeah.
That is
there
crazy.
Is a Kansas City in Kansas.
Yeah,
like
he wasn't,
everyone knows that's not
but it
the
wasn't
one.
The right run.
Yeah, everyone knows
yeah,
that's
yeah,
not the
right,
one.
Right.
I've seen someone defending that on Facebook, and they were like, I wonder if people know that they're actually only 10 miles from each other. Either way, wrong
yeah,
fucking
yeah,
state,
like you
dude.
Got it wrong.
Right.
You know,
you
yeah.
fucked it up. Obviously, you're not a real fan.
It was embarrassing.
That's
not a fan,
point,
and
right?
it's embarrassing.
That's one thing I will say about like the psycho Trump supporters. They will bend logic to support like that, dude. Do they know it's 10 minutes apart? That doesn't fucking matter.
Everyone right now is bending logic to like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
like you're on one side and I, if anything rattles me from the side, I'm on,
always
I freak
has
out.
Bent logic in their favor.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I seen someone today talk, I don't know who it was, talking about the Second Amendment. And they're like, yeah, those Second Amendment people are crazy. They're just like, oh, shall not be infringed. So should prisoners have them? Should children have AR-15? And I'm just like, wow. It's not even, like, how can you argue anything with someone that has no fucking logic? Because that's what we lose. No matter who you are, what end of the spectrum you're on, we're so stuck in our beliefs that we can't even wiggle and think, like, what am I saying? Is this even make sense?
Well, you know,
yeah, and is
not...
it worth it? Is it worth it to sit there and fight with somebody that you could actually just sit there and not be mad
at? Here's a perfect example. Three guys,
all from different backgrounds. Some share some beliefs. Some disagree hard on some beliefs. But we can all discuss it without fucking fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, which is nice.
Yeah.
And still, when you believe something that I just completely believe the other way, I can still respect you, shake your hand, call you my friend.
And it's not like you're giving my kid an abortion.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, if that's what you should say to somebody like that, right? Like, if they want to give a crap, raise your family the way you want your family to be. That way your bloodline does what you want your bloodline to do.
And that's where people get upset about, like, public schools and stuff. It's like, you're indoctrinating children for what you see. It does infringe on your family.
You know what, though? I will say, growing up, we had the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
Yeah. No big deal.
No big deal. It didn't make us go crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I love my country. I feel like you should love the country you're in. Like,
I agree.
If you love it. But, like, taking it out because it had what? Under God?
God knows what
they're... That's what it was.
They want to change everything. So it's just like, if there's something that was considered normal, let's change it.
You know, when I was in elementary,
never leave well enough alone.
We did a Kwanzaa play.
Yeah.
I don't celebrate Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
No big fucking deal.
You didn't get it.
We also did Hanukkah plays. I'm not Jewish.
Yeah.
No big goddamn deal. We were exposed to other cultures, other religions, and it wasn't a fucking fuss because
to understand other people's
religion. Well, it never has anything to do with any of that. It's about a mind state of not being grateful and wanting to have something to complain about.
This is supposed to be a comedy podcast, isn't it?
I don't know if it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be anything. It's supposed to be whatever the fuck we want.
About what you were saying about, like, I like a good argument. Like, I consider you a friend, and we could shout at each other for an hour about something, and then I would be like, all right, well, I agree to disagree. What are you doing later? You know? And some of that's gone where it's like, you're my enemy if you don't agree with me about this issue. And it's like, no, I disagree with you, and I think you're an idiot. What are you doing later? You want to go bowling? Yeah. Like, you know, we can be friends with people.
You don't have to be
an enemy with everyone that believes something different.
Yeah.
Of course, everyone can't be right. That's the obvious...
That's the animosity.
We don't know how to lose anymore.
Yeah.
We don't know how to lose graciously.
But it's obvious that everyone can't be right, and you can't be right all the time.
We're all used to this 140, 280 Twitter win-loss argument format, or television news where you have 4 minutes, and who won, who lost, who got owned and destroyed in the debate. Instead of just like...
are losing in one way or another in our personal lives.
Yeah.
The little battles we're all fighting. So much that on the outside surface, so many of us feel like we have to project that we can win at something.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. Because that may be at that moment the only thing you feel like you have. But it doesn't have to be like that.
People forget we do all have the same end game. One of the only known motivating cognitive factors in the human condition is happiness. We all just want to be happy. I want everyone to be happy. I want everyone to be safe, fed. And people don't realize it's like, just because you have a different angle on how you think that's achievable.
Yes.
It's like, at the end of the day, man, I want this because I think it's what's best for me and you, you know?
I don't want to see anyone like, I don't know anyone personally that has a political opinion and behind it, they're like, that way all these people can suffer or all these people can die. Like, everybody just wants peace. No one just can agree on how to get what they want.
I was talking about this with healthcare. It's like, oh, you don't want universal healthcare. It's because you want poor people to be sick and die. It's like, no, absolutely not. That's not the goal. It's not like, damn it, now everyone has healthcare. These sick people are going
to
live.
Let's go check on the lasagna.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that thing's probably burnt.
This podcast studio is so decked out. It has a full kitchen. There's a cat.
I think this was a good podcast.
Oh, it was fun. I think it was fun.
I mean,
it was a little bit loose. Yeah. I almost wasn't here. I mean, I don't know if the audience here, I don't know if you can tell, there's been a lot of coughs, a lot of sniffles, so.
I'll be responsible for most of them.
Oh, no, I was doing it too. I got a fucking thing of Kleenex.
Anybody that knows me. You know what bothers me? Not bothers me, but kind of gets my goat a little bit.
Grinds my gears.
People still come up to me at mics. Oh, are you sick?
Hmm.
Like, you don't see me coughing.
Oh, yeah.
Every goddamn day.
Yeah, well, you got that vape cough, vapesman cough.
I just cough and cough. Yeah. That's what the fuck I do. People are like, oh, are you sick? No, I just cough. And then I throw in cough drops. They're like, are you sick? No, I'm trying to prevent the cough from happening.
Yeah. Lasagna's ready?
Lasagna is good, bros.
Hey, man,
we
don't use that symbol around here.
Oh, no.
It's the okay sign. It means he wants punched in the arm.
Below my waist. It wasn't below my waist. That's the rules, right?
The whole thing is just John Hensler at a time like this. Goodness, dude,
we for sure played that game, and that was all of Troll.
Yeah, dude, the whole thing is just
when
like,
I was in high school. You guys did that in high school, right? The game, yeah, as long as it was below the waist, and then you get to punch him in the arm. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
They've made more people do the okay sign by saying that because now it's like, what? That's not what it means. And now people throw it up to be like, watch, someone's gonna flip out. Yeah. It's always watch. I bet I can get someone to flip out. And then
they look
do.
For political people giving the okay sign, and then they make a meme out of it and
it's
stuff
so
like that.
Ridiculous. Yeah, the whole world's lost.
It's hilarious. I think
I blame the internet.
I am so thankful for memes. The memes are the best.
Memes are great.
What?
God damn it.
Oh.
Look at it.
I did look at it. I couldn't. You can't reach me. I did see it. Johnny got me.
Yeah.
My sister went to art school and she was doing her thesis on memes.
Really?
Yeah. And I think
that's fascinating.
I think her teacher didn't think it was that fascinating. That pissed her off. But yeah.
Why? What? Who would have thought a liberal arts teacher like that would be?
I know, but memes are so influential. They're like the most influential thing.
I think that they decided the 2016 election, dude.
They could.
Yeah, the right
say,
memes.
They say historically the right funniest president, the funniest candidate gets elected historically.
Yeah.
Donald Trump was definitely funnier than Hillary.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'll say that about
dude's
it.
Dude's a riot.
The stuff that tumbles out of his mouth, people are just like,
I watched all three presidential debates.
Yeah.
And honestly, I never thought he had a chance.
Yeah, me either.
I was like, well, Hillary got it, but let's watch this for entertainment. And she would say shit, and he's just in the back like a whale. Wrong. Like, whoa.
Wrong.
Like, dude, this is a debate, man.
Dude, Trump is funny on purpose. Trump is funny on accident. Trump is funny because he's dumb. Trump is funny because he says things most don't dare to say. Like, he's a funny dude. Maybe you find it not laughable, but it's funny to me as a person who has nihilistic leanings in some ways. Like, I'm just like, yeah, fuck it, let the thing burn. This is hilarious.
Yeah, it is a little bit funny because I think I'll survive. You know what I mean?
I just don't feel like it's as bad as everyone wants it to be on Facebook.
Oh, that's for
well,
sure.
They'd say we don't have a lot to worry about, but who gives a shit?
Yeah, I mean, full disclosure: three white males talking in a room.
Yeah.
Worst thing ever.
This is probably how the KKK started at some point.
We're all going to not...
Just three white guys in a room together.
Three Democrats.
Are there pictures of you guys in blackface anywhere?
No,
full disclosure.
Not at all.
No, that's the thing. That's what's so weird is most of the people, and at least in the political realm, who have been caught in blackface have been like, not just like left-wing politicians, like the full-blown crazy wokester left-wing politicians. Dude, the Trudeau thing, like, you can't find a picture of that guy not in blackface. I'm starting to think he's wearing whiteface and he's just actually black. I mean, dude is in a constant stream of, he dressed as Aladdin once. Yo, you ever seen Aladdin? He's whiter than I am.
Yeah,
you
he's
didn't
not
need to put
dark.
On
you
shoe polish to look like Aladdin, dude.
He's looking for excuses.
Yeah, that's insanity. Yeah, he's just wearing it all the time.
It was a whole new world.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that's weak.
That's well, yeah.
That was the worst. Well, you guys, what do you think? Should we call it?
7 o'clock. Yeah,
we got to get to the open mics.
Yeah,
fucking rock and roll.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, man, it's been great. It's been great.
It was a blast.
I mean, it's as much your podcast as it is mine today, so thank you.
Well, I plan on being back. I have nothing to do.
Yeah, man.
That's true. You're very worthless.
Whenever you can have, I'll be back.
All right. Well, you know my schedule. All right, guys. Thanks again.
Thank you.
So that was it, guys. Episode 996 is in the bag. Did we learn anything? I didn't. Hell, I don't even remember what we said. But we certainly said it, and now everyone knows. Hey, if you like the show, tell a friend. We're working on word of mouth, guys. That's right. Tell somebody. The other day I signed up for an open mic. The guy came. He says, "You didn't tell me you were coming." I says, "I told you last night with my face." Does no one use their face anymore? Anyway, I got on the list. Back to our featured artist. We have Leaky Lee's Breaking It Up, also off of Youth Novels. Oh, yeah. She's going to take us out, guys. So, if you like Leaky Lee's sounds, especially this first two albums, man. Such good stuff. Thanks for coming, Reggie. If you give it a minute, it's fun. If you give it a minute.
Let's talk about pills, all right? If we take a downer, it kind of makes us feel sleepy. If we don't feel like staying up, we go to sleep.